This is the Renton Public Library. It is located over the Cedar River. Its historical name is the Renton Civic Center. During the 1960s, Renton planned the building to be the central point of a civic center. The building's structure is a good example of mid-century modern architecture. The building was originally designed to be 20,000 square feet. There were additions later to expand the size to 22,400 square feet. It is supported by 12 columns that are stuck in the Cedar River. Concrete, brick, and painted stucco surfaces are on the exterior of the building. The windows are metal framed that provide light and views of Liberty Park and the Cedar River. The roof line extends out from the face of the building on all sides to form an overhang. Inside, the building is symmetrical and very spacious. It was first built to have 100,000 book capacity. The public area flooring originally had Golestan carpet and cream. In 1987, new areas were added and designed by architect Lorraine de Loderel. One was a 2,000 square foot bay facing Liberty Park. With easy chairs and a large expanse of windows, this was used as a quiet area. In the 1960s, the construction of the Civic Center began with the library. The city of Renton had already set aside $235,000 towards the construction of the building. The plan for the library over the river was devised to make the best use of the available space and to give the Civic Center a striking and novel appearance. The plans were developed by the local architectural firm of Johnston and Campanella and Associates, which was from Renton. Later, they had a partner named Terry Murakami serving as lead architect. The firms of Olson and Ratty, Mieskeman and Dixon, and Danes and Moore provided structural, mechanical, and soil engineers to assist with the design. The building was estimated at the cost of $350,000 and was to be completed by the spring of 1966. On April 17th at 2 p.m. of that year, the library formally opened with great fanfare. This was the first event to celebrate the completed construction of the library. There was a second event, a pioneer tea, 2 weeks later to honor those who had come before and made the new library possible. Over 1,000 people attended the event and toured the library. Both of these celebrations were important for the community that felt the ownership and pride of the facility. In the spring of 2016, the library was renovated with new cross bracing and aluminum siding. The inside of the building was repainted with orange and yellow colored accents. The industrial improvement reflects Renton's long history of manufacturing and engineering. This makes it the pristine library as we know today.